It's that time again on a Friday morning when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. A very good morning to you, Martin.
Morning, Kulani.
Well, the US retail giant Walmart storming into South Africa waving a big green wand.
You know, we don't think of Walmart being a poster child for the green movement.
Mm.
You know, we think of Walmart cutting prices and giving us the cheapest and the best.
Yeah.
And we know they certainly didn't have a great environmental reputation in the United States. They are improving that, and they have been doing it in the last 5 years.
Mm.
But their first public statements in South Africa, you know, after taking control of Massmart, rather controversially, 51% of it, and having to keep those jobs, the first big statement has been on greenness and how to make sure that they can use energy, you know, far more sparingly, and also manage their waste to a point of zero waste from their organizations from 2025. So this is a different sort of Walmart that we're used to. They're putting a green foot forward in Africa and South Africa. And these, of course, are 330 South African stores, which they now have. But if you look elsewhere around the world, they have now got very involved in the energy situation. In Mexico, they've got their own wind farms, you know, supplying like 348 of their stores. And they are also saying they are not averse to getting power here from independent power producers. But just as they cut food costs, they want to have a business case for going green. This is no altruism. You know, this is making sure that you get your energy at a price that's lower than you can get it from the utilities. And, of course, bringing in LED lights, those you know, light-emitting diodes, and they put the doors on the fridges. And putting doors on the fridges of the merchandise has cut their electricity use by 70%. They're talking about cutting their carbon emissions by 20% next year, 2012, and recycling 60% of their water by 2015.
Gee, so there's a business case for being green then. I'm sure those delegates who were down in Durban for the COP17 are very happy to hear what Walmart is doing in this area. Well, South Africa's Sasol has bought into the new $1 billion climate change technology project in Norway. Tell us about that.
Again, you know, this is around climate change.
Yeah.
Business is taking this seriously. And of course, if you are in coal, you've got to take it very, very seriously.
Of course.
And Sasol is very much in coal, besides wanting to go for the gas side of the business now, as we see with their gas to liquids. Their biggest revenue stream is still from coal to liquids. So they have taken a moderate percentage of this new project at Mongstad in Norway. This will be the biggest carbon capture and storage project in the world. It'll be a large-scale project to demonstrate that carbon capture and storage is economically feasible, it does work, and they're going to try two different methods of it in one go.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're taking those emissions from a power station in Norway, and they're looking how they can capture and store those, and they're also at the same time taking in the emissions from a oil refinery, because of course Norway is big in oil. So Sasol's partners there, and Sasol has only got 2.4% of this, Shell also 2.4%. You know, the biggest players are the Norwegians with I think Gaznova with 75% and Statoil 20%. But the idea is to get access to this carbon capture technology, carbon capture and storage, so that you can continue to use coal, but in a clean way.
Wow. And staying with this theme around carbon emissions, then South Africa has a great opportunity to use platinum, which it has in abundance, in order to lower its high level of carbon emission.
You know, we hear from the naysayers that the cost of a low carbon economy is too high and the climate change costs are too high. But what about the opportunities within this? And South Africa has a massive opportunity, because it has platinum.
Mm.
We have an abundance of platinum. And it was good to see our deputy president, Gelema Motlanthe, take the trouble to go into the COP17 demonstration of the fuel cell.
Yep.
He went to have a look at it himself, because I hope that's symbolic of the fact that the South African government is serious about using platinum to create stationary fuel cells, which of course, you know, through the hydrogen can produce electricity and water, and also then the mobile fuel cells, which will go into our car. But it is incumbent on South Africa to make a big statement in fuel cells. because even the battery car is getting so much more publicity. And a battery car, it's like a golf cart, you know. You have to recharge the batteries. You've got a fuel cell situation. You don't have the same range anxiety, you know. With the 4 kilograms of hydrogen in your car, you can take your family car to about 700 kilometers. You don't have the same range restrictions and the problems of refilling. So a massive statement has been made by Anglo American and Anglo American Platinum saying, you know, that hydrogen fuel cells using platinum catalysts, and the beauty for South Africa is that they can only use platinum and we've got an abundance of it. You know, they're efficient. They're versatile. You can scale them up on a big level. You can take them out into the country. And instead of having Eskom have this national grid having to spread very expensively into sparsely populated, far-flung areas, you know, you can have a fuel cell there and you can combine it with wind and you can combine it with solar. Because when the wind is blowing and the sun is shining, it can get that hydrogen separated from the water. And then when the wind is not blowing and the sun is not shining, you can crack that hydrogen into electricity and again water. And that's zero emission, eh? So you're going into a low carbon world.
Wow.
It seems like a no-brainer.
It does indeed. Well, Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Martin, of course, will be taking his usual seasonal break and will be back with us at the coalface with his renewed vigor on the 20th of January next year. Martin, we wish you well over the festive season.
Thanks, Colonia. Likewise to you.
Thank you very much. And we'll be talking to Martin again then next year.